Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Today is the winter solstice. As the Earth travels around the sun in its orbit, the length of our days and nights varies from season to season. This is because the Earth's axis of rotation is tilted in respect to its plane of orbit around the sun. Now, here in the northern hemisphere, we're tilted furthest away from the sun on the winter solstice. And that means the period between sunrise and sunset is shorter today than any other day during the year. And it is our longest night or period of darkness during the year as well. Today also marks a turning point. Beginning with the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, back in June, the days have been getting shorter and shorter, and the nights longer and longer. After today, the days will begin to get longer and the nights shorter. From ancient times until today, humans around the world have marked this time of the year with various celebrations, festivals, and religious rituals. So what does this all have to do with gardening? Well, the winter solstice reminds gardeners that it's important for us to understand that the length of days and nights do change from season to season. And that's because this has an effect on the way many plants grow in our landscapes and what they do throughout the year. Just like us, plants living in temperate climates, where major temperature changes occur during the year and cold winters are typical, they need to be able to tell when the seasons are changing. And plants do this by measuring the hours of darkness that occur in a 24-hour period and also sometimes measuring how much cold they have experienced. The fact that seasonal changes in the length of light and darkness in a 24-hour period have an effect on plants was discovered and researched thoroughly back in the 1900s, and the term photoperiodism was created to describe the phenomenon. Now, animals, such as certain birds, insects, and even mammals, also respond to the changing photoperiods during the year. Once this behavior was discovered in plants, well, we found it in many kinds of plants that we grow. And we divided plants up into three categories. Short-day plants bloom during the fall and winter and include chrysanthemums, poinsettias, and Christmas cactuses. They bloom when the days are short and the nights are long. Some plants, such as spinach and radish, flower only after they are exposed to long days and short nights, and so they're called long-day plants. And still others, including many of the annuals and vegetables that we grow in our gardens, are day neutral. They flower regardless of the time period of light and darkness. As it turns out, the term short day and long day are not quite accurate. It's not how long the short or short the period of light is in a 24-hour period. It's the length of the darkness in the 24-hour period that the plants are really responding to. Photoperiodic plants actually need a sufficiently short or long period of darkness in a 24-hour period to develop a response. Plants don't just measure the length of night to determine when to bloom. It plays a large role in the plant's ability to anticipate the coming of winter and respond. It's why, for instance, shade trees drop their leaves in mid to late November, even though the weather then is still relatively mild. It's because the nights are getting longer that deciduous plants know that winter is on the way and that it's time for them to drop their leaves. The winter solstice reminds us how remarkable plants are. They have the ability to sense the world around them and respond to it in ways that many gardeners are unaware of. And just as we have used the Earth's movements around the sun to develop a calendar that allows us to determine the seasons, many plants can also determine the time of the year based on similar perceptions. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.